You know, it was a very good effort by our football team. The guys have worked so hard from the time we began on April 23rd and all through training camp up at Minnesota State in Mankato. They really worked extremely hard to bring this team together, and tonight you saw some of that hard work paying off. I mean, they've given us great effort. I don't think the coaches and myself could ask for anything more from our players, and we really believe that we're starting to come together, and certain guys are emerging for us in leadership roles and really helping us to get things in the direction that we want to go. Had a couple of guys who got a little banged up. Kyle Rudolph, he's going to be evaluated for concussion symptoms, along with Chris Cook. Both guys had concussion-like symptoms, so they'll be evaluated over the next day or so. Other than that, we came out pretty good. I mean, this is one of the things you're always guarding against, you know, trying to play your starters and getting them the reps that they need. But at the same time, you're hoping that you don't lose anyone to injury. And tonight we came out fairly well, and, you know, we'll look forward to working hard this week in practice and getting ready for our next ball game. Well, it's very encouraging to see the way Christian and the rest of our offense is executing. We talked about it throughout the week and being able to finish drives with touchdowns, and we came out in that opening drive and did exactly that. You know, when you talk about it and you go out and do it, as a coach, it makes you feel pretty good about, you know, the guys paying attention to what we're trying to get accomplished. So, you know, seeing Jerome Simpson, seeing Percy, seeing our offensive line come together and play as well as they are is very encouraging. You know, we have a lot of work to do. We know that. But we just got to keep putting together good practices and then carrying it over to games. And, you know, we talked about what we want to be able to do at home when we play at home. And tonight, our guys really began to do some of the things we talked about, establishing the importance of being dominant at home.
What did you see the defense clean up this week?
Well, we talked at length about how we want to play run defense, and we wanted to see some improvement in that area. And we know with the new faces that we have on defense, it's going to, you know, take a little time. It's going to be a process, but we wanted to see improvement, and we did. I thought our first unit in particular did a great job of stuffing the run. I mean, we have kind of built our defense on being able to stop the run and then get after the quarterback with our pass rushes, and, you know, we don't have a chance if people can be balanced. We just we're not as deep as we like in certain positions for that to happen. So we have to be able to defend the run, and tonight we did a much better job of it. And we'll have to continue to work on it and continue to improve in that area. But that's something we want to be good at.
How big of a difference do you think Harrison Smith made in there, having him helping that run defense?
I thought he did an excellent job. His presence, his confidence that he played with, he was poised out there. He has a chance, I think, to be a pretty good safety in our league. But his presence and the fact that he can take good angles and understand situations, that's a big deal when you're trying to prevent big runs along with big passes. And he brings a nice presence, but it also helped to have Jared in there. It helped to have Kevin Williams in there, Antoine. I mean, that made a difference also. And Jared reminded me of that in the game. He came up to me on the sideline after he was out of the game and said, "You see the difference when the first unit is in there?" So, you know, we have some guys who know how to stop the run. We just got to bring some of the other guys along.
For now going forward.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I got to look at the tape, but I didn't see anything the naked eye tonight to tell me any different. I would think that he's just going to continue to get better and better as we give him more time on task. And, you know, we're counting on that. That's one of the reasons we drafted him when we did. We're counting on him to be the starter, and I haven't seen anything, you know, without looking at the tape that would say that was a setback.
It seemed to you that Mistral stepped up, too. It just seemed like he was more aggressive and confident out there.
Yeah, Mistral, he's had a good camp. I think Jamarcus had a good camp, but those guys are battling for a spot, and you know, we'd like to be in the starting lineup. And I thought Andrew Zendejo did a good job when he was in there as well, both on special teams and at safety. So it's a good little battle, and hopefully we'll get Robert Bland back this week and get him in the mix. But our secondary should be much improved with the help that we're getting at safety.
Hurdling skills early and makes a couple nice catches for you.
Jerome is a tremendous athlete. I mean, that was one heck of a play. I mean, there's nothing you could really do to teach that. I mean, that's a guy who has tremendous athletic ability and very good instincts. And, you know, we're looking forward to seeing more and more of that on Sundays. And he's a guy that Christian has become very comfortable with, and he should be a big weapon for us as we get further into the season.
Audie Cole's 2 touchdowns. What was your reaction to seeing that?
Man, to see Audie do what he did, I mean, that's a big deal. You can see the jubilation from his teammates. Everybody on the team was in the end zone with him on that second one. So it's pretty impressive. You know, we're excited for him. He seems to be one of those guys who may be someone who just has a knack for the big play. His first play against San Francisco as a pro, he gets a sack. So to come in there and get two touchdowns in one game, that's rare, even if it's the preseason. So, you know, just great job by him.
Whether it's Adi with a couple of interceptions or Manny Arsenault catching that deep post, how much do you weigh the big plays guys make with the third string and the fact they're going against third stringers too?
Well, you don't discount that because, you know, you have to take advantage of your opportunities. And when those opportunities present themselves, you're looking for guys who can make plays. And what it does is it makes you think about putting them in other situations where they can compete as well. And you want to see guys make plays. I mean, that's what our business is all about. You can draw up X and O's all day long, but if you don't have playmakers, you're whistling in the wind. So, you know, you like to see guys that can make plays.
Your offensive line maybe settled down a little bit after a couple early sacks.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good front that Buffalo has, and they started, you know, some guys that can really get after the quarterback, and I thought we settled down and really began to open up some holes with our first unit and really contain those rushes as well and give Christian some time to make his reads. And I think our offensive line as a whole, they're coming together. I think with some of the things that Sully is doing and Charlie as well, you know, we're getting stronger. We count on Field to just be a consistent guy at the right tackle position. I'm anxious to take a look at Brandon on tape. I thought he did some good things as well, but, you know, we'll watch the tape. But overall, I thought the unit did a good job.
Jasper playing all the way till halftime. It looked like Marvin and Aaron were kind of switching off base and nickel. Are you evaluating all those guys for maybe two starting spots right now?
Well, with Jasper, in Jasper's case, you know, you want to remember that he's missed so much football. And one of the things we went into this game saying was we want to give him more reps because he has to get his timing down. He has to get comfortable and believe that I'm not going to get hurt, that I can play fast and I can play hard. So we wanted to give him extended reps for that reason. And with Marvin and Aaron, they're still guys who don't have a lot of starts under their belt. So we want to, you know, get a lot of tape on them as well, and so they can play confident and understand what we're trying to get accomplished from a defensive standpoint. They're quasi-starters, but we don't want them to feel like I've got the job. That's not where we are as a defense.
Did you like what you saw in Josh Robinson in his first live action?
Really did. I mean, it was great to have Josh out there after, you know, fighting a hamstring injury, and I thought he did a real good job. Looking forward to watching the tape and see. But from what I observed, he held his own, showed his speed on the one deep ball that where they tried to throw over the top of him, was aggressive when he had a chance to come up. We have high hopes for him. We hope he's going to be a major factor in our secondary this season. So it was encouraging to see how he played.
Is there a scenario where you get into the regular season and you would consider rotating Sanford and Raymond, or do you want one guy to step up and take that spot opposite of Harrison?
Well, I'd like to see, I think we'd all like to see, from a staff standpoint, one guy take that job, you know, where you feel confident that we have a tandem that can really run our secondary. You know, if it doesn't get to that point, you know, we'd rotate them. But ideally, you like to have two guys, as you say, are your starting safeties, and that's how you're going to play football.
Mr. All ahead right now in that regard, I mean, it start tonight.
You know, we'll look at the tape and determine it, you know, once we look at the tape and just see how all three of those guys played along with Zendejo and Frampton as well. But I don't want to say one is ahead of the other yet. I want to watch that tape.
On a night like tonight, it was pretty balanced overall. You know, where do you maybe take a critical eye, or did any areas of concern stick out to you at this point?
Well, you know, there are always things that you can do better. And we just played our second preseason game. We're going to look at the tape, and we're going to see some things that we know we can do better. I mean, we had some nice drives in that first half offensively that finished with field goals, and we talked all along about finishing those drives with touchdown. When Joe got in the game, we had some nice drives. We finished with field goals. When Sage was in the game, we had some nice drives. We finished with field goals. So and then defensively, to come out the second half and give up a long pass like we did after talking about eliminating big plays. And, you know, we had to, you know, I think on kickoff, we had a couple of situations where things looked a little hairy at times. I don't know how many penalties we had on special teams. So there are going to always be things that you can work on to improve, and that's where we are as a team. Every week, and we need this preseason to continue to improve. We need these practices to continue to improve.
I always like competition and guys battling for spots, but ideally, would you like to go into this third preseason game saying, these are my guys, these are guys we're going to be rolling with?
Yeah, but we're not an ideal situation. You know, we got a lot of young guys battling for spots, and we're hoping at the end of this third game, you know, we have a better idea who's going to be who and who's going to start for us against Jacksonville, but we're not there yet.
Cook and Rudolph pulled off by the guy upstairs watching? It looked like Sugarman was on the headset to the people upstairs for the concussion symptom.
I don't know that. I know Eric came to me and just told me that they're done for the game.
You feel pretty comfortable now with Walsh going forward, that he's a guy that's not going to get rattled, or still want to see him under some brighter lights?
Well, you want to continue to give him opportunities to make kicks, but we're confident that he's the right guy for us. I mean, that's why we made the move that we made. We have complete confidence that he can get the job done, and he's showing that. Even after the miss, to come back and kick as strong as he did, I mean, that's a good sign. And we just expect him just to continue to get better. But we don't have any concerns regarding Blair right now.
An issue in the missed kick?
I don't know if it was. I don't know if it was. I have to take a look at it. All right, thank you.
Christian.